Creativity Inc. Overcoming the unseen forces that stand in the way of true inspiration. Authors Ed Catmull and Amy Wallace. Why Pixar is so special. Built on the site of a former cannery, Pixar's 15-acre campus just over the Bay Bridge from San Francisco was designed inside out by Steve Jobs. It has well-thought-out patterns of entry and egress that encourage people to mingle, meet, and communicate. Outside, there's a soccer field, a volleyball court, a swimming pool, and a 600-seat amphitheater. Steve wanted the building to support our work by enhancing our ability to collaborate. The point is, we value self-expression. This tends to make a big impression on visitors, who often tell me that the experience of walking into Pixar leaves them feeling a little wistful, like something is missing in their work lives. What makes Pixar so special is that we acknowledge we always will have problems, many of them hidden from our view, that we work hard to uncover these problems, even if doing so means making ourselves uncomfortable, and that when we come across a problem, we marshal all of our energies to solve it. Toy Story. The making of Toy Story, the first feature film to be animated entirely on a computer, had required every ounce of our tenacity, artistry, technical wizardry, and endurance. For 5 straight years, we fought to do Toy Story our way. Despite being novice filmmakers at a fledgling studio in dire financial straits, we had put our faiths in a simple idea. If we made something that we wanted to see, others would want to see it too. Learning to see. In the year after Toy Story's release, we introduced a 10-week program to teach every new hire to use our proprietary software. While some people at Pixar already knew how to draw, and beautifully, the majority of our employees were not artists, but there was an important principle that underlines the process of learning to draw and wanting everyone to understand it. So I hired Ellis Kleindman, who I taught drawing workshops inspired by the 1979 book Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain by Betty Edwards, to come in and teach us how to heighten our powers of observation. In those days, you'd often hear about the concepts of the left and right brain thinking, later called L-mode and R-mode. Animated. When it comes to creative inspiration, job titles and hierarchy are meaningless. The right questions. My first order of business as Pixar's president was to find and hire good people, a core staff that could help us begin to address our inadequacies. I sought out friends who'd started their own Silicon Valley companies and solicited input on everything from profit margins and prices to commissions and customer relationships. The first question was pretty basic. How do we figure out how much to charge for our machine? I was told by the president of Sun and Silicon Graphics to start with a high number. If you start high, they said, you can always reduce the price. Dailies are solving the problems together. Dailies are a key part of our Pixar culture. Not just because of what they accomplish, but because of how they accomplish it. Participants have learned to check their egos at the door. They're about to show incomplete work to their director and colleagues. This requires engagement at all levels, and it's our director's job to foster and create a safe place for that. Postmortems. A postmortem is a meeting held at Pixar after the completion of every movie in which we explore what did and what didn't work and attempt to consolidate lessons learned. There are 5 reasons to do postmortems. 1. Consolidate what's been learned. 2. Teach others who weren't there. 3. Don't let resentments fester. 4. Use the schedule to force reflection. 5. Pay it forward. Brain trust feedback mechanism. To understand what the Brain Trust creativity team does and why it's so central to Pixar, you have to start with the basic truth. People who take on complicated creative projects become lost at some point in the process. It's the nature of things. In order to create, you must internalize and almost become the project for a while. How's the Brain Trust different from any other feedback mechanism? Brain Trust is made up of people with a deep understanding of storytelling, and usually, people who have been through the process themselves. The second difference is that the Brain Trust has no authority. This is crucial. The director does not have to follow any of the specific suggestions given. After a brain trust meeting, it is up to him or her to figure out how to address the feedback. Fear and failure. Rejecting failure and avoiding mistakes seem like high-minded goals, but they are fundamentally misguided. Short experiments. Our short films are Pixar's way of experimenting, and we produce them in the hopes of getting exactly these kind of glimpses. Our first wave of Pixar shorts. Were a way of sharing technological innovations with our colleagues in the scientific community. In 1989, we stopped producing them. For the next 7 years, we focused on revenue-generating ads and our feature film. But in 1996, a year after the release of Toy Story, we decided it was important to invigorate our short film program. Our hope was that making shorts would encourage experimentation. And more important, become a proving ground for fledging filmmakers we hoped would go on to direct features someday. The Hungry Beast and the Ugly Baby. Originality is fragile, and in its first moments, it's often far from pretty. This is why I call the early mock-ups of our films ugly babies. They are not beautiful, miniature versions of the adults they will grow up to be. If you sat down and watched the early reels of any of our films, the ugliness would be painfully clear. But the natural impulse is to compare the early reels of our films to finished films. Our job is to protect our babies from being judged too quickly. As for the beast, many talk of it as if it's a greedy, unthinking creature, insistent, and beyond our control. But in fact, any group that produces a product or drives revenue could be considered to be part of the beast, including marketing and distribution. The solution with the beast, of course, is to feed it, to occupy its time and attention, putting its talents to use. Change and randomness. There is the discomfort of being confused or the extra work or stress the change may require. For many people, changing course is also a sign of weakness, tantamount to admitting that you don't know what you're doing. However, the person who can't change his or her mind is dangerous. Steve Jobs was known for changing his mind instantly in light of new facts, and no one thought he was weak. To sum up, as challenges emerge, mistakes will always be made. And our work is never done. We will always have problems, many of which are hidden from our view, and we must uncover them and assess our role in them, even if doing so means making ourselves comfortable. When we then come across a problem, we must marshal all of our energies to solve it. There's something else that bears repeating here. Unleashing creativity requires that we loosen the controls, accept risk, trust our colleagues, work to clear the path for them, and pay attention to anything that creates fear. Doing all these things won't necessarily make the job of managing a creative culture easier, but ease isn't the goal. Excellence is.